This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1087, how to use per se in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you ever hear natives use the word per se? Would you like to be able to use it too? Today, find out what it means and how to use it to sound natural and precise.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up in a couple days, yeah. I just realized.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's on Thursday. That's fun. Do you have any fun plans?
I mean, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day a little bit tomorrow, so I don't want to go too much into it, but just building some anticipation, guys.
Stay tuned for the
episode tomorrow.
I will be here.
yeah. So I don't have any special plans per se, but I mean, I might be doing something special because I'll have two boys in my life this year, my husband and my son.
So
hopefully maybe there'll be something cute.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good.
yeah. So today we are going to answer a question from a listener about that, what I just said, per se, which actually I hope I just used it correctly. Did that sound right to you? How did you like that,
Lindsay? It sounded good. It sounded good to me, Michelle.
You liked it.
I understood what you were trying to say. I got it.
Okay, good. All right. So, but today we're going to talk more about per se. So could you read? We have a short question.
Yes. So Zhao Junju, thank you for asking this question. And the question is, hi, great host. Thank you for another awesome episode. Would you be able to introduce per se someday? Thank you so much. Very simple
All
question.
Right.
Good question. I mean, short.
Yes,
but
we
good.
Can introduce it someday. And so that day is today.
That is today. Okay, cool. Let's do it.
So, I mean, I think this is a fun phrase. So you said you don't really use this phrase, Lindsay?
I don't really use it much, but I understand it when I hear it.
Good.
and there's nothing wrong with using it. Maybe after today, I'll start using it. But for some reason, it's just not as much in my use vocabulary.
I agree. I mean, I use it sometimes, but not too much. Like even just trying to use it then, because I hadn't thought of anything beforehand. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Right? Right. So I don't use it too much, but I do like the way it sounds per se.
Yeah. So what does it mean then? Let's get right to the definition.
Let's do it. So it means like intrinsically, in itself, by definition. So these are all the things when I kind of did my little search around to explain this phrase, I found those kinds of explanations of it. So, I mean, I think of it meaning kind of like exactly in some ways. So, for example, I'm not a vegetarian per se, but I tend to stay away from meat as much as I can.
Yes, exactly. So you're not exactly, you don't fit the definition of vegetarian,
but you don't eat meat very much. So that makes sense.
Right. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty close. So what are some other examples?
Okay, so he's not a big spender per se, but he doesn't necessarily watch his budget too closely.
Right. So he's not exactly a big spender, or you could say, you know, like, but you know, by definition, right? So that was one when I was looking around, I really liked how that explained it by definition. Yeah. I'm not sure where I got that, but I like that. He's not a big spender per se. So, or I don't dislike him per se, but he's not my favorite person.
Or the students didn't all fail the exam per se. There were a few who did really well.
Right. Yeah. So recently, I'm not sure which episode we did, but we did an episode on Let Alone. So look that up. It kind of reminded me of that because it connected two ideas.
Yeah, right? Guys. Mm-hmm, I like that. Let Alone. Exactly. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/episodes and type in Let Alone.
Right, for sure. So it's like, oh, it's not X exactly. It's XYZ, right?
Right. I love that.
Perfect. So when can this be helpful? So, I mean, I was thinking of two specific instances that could be useful in your everyday conversation. So one would be like in expressing habits. So Lindsay, what could you say?
Well, I'm not a swimmer per se, but I do try to get to the pool several times a week. So I wouldn't call myself a swimmer. It's like saying quote unquote, right? I wouldn't call myself a swimmer in quotations, like a real swimmer. But I do like to go to the pool.
Right. Exactly. And then another one could be in expressing your opinion, right? So it's not the best book ever written per se, but I do think it's one of the greats.
Yeah, I would say don't overuse this because it could get a little annoying to hear.
Yes.
If you overuse it.
That's a very good point, Lindsay. That's a good point.
Drop it in. Once in a great while.
You don't want to say it every 2 seconds. It sounds a little bit, I don't know.
A little monotonous, a little heavy to say it a lot.
It does. Yeah. So, I mean, could you just say these examples without using per se? So, like, could you just say, I'm not a swimmer, but I do try to get to the pool? Yeah, you could. Or it's not the best book ever written, but it's one of the greats, right?
Right. Or using exactly, which we're going to talk about in just a minute here. I'm not exactly a swimmer, right? But yeah, for sure. You don't have to use per se.
Right.
It just adds a little bit of flair, a little more preciseness.
It's a little flowery.
Precision,
and
rather. Yeah. Adds a little more precision and flower. Yeah. A little, I don't know about flowery, but it, like, adds a bit more, makes it more exact what you're saying, I think. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah. So, I mean, so again, if you want to say something like per se, but you don't want to say per se.
Right.
What else could you say? So this first one was this one that I really liked, which was by definition. So what could you say, Lindsay?
So I'm not a baker by definition, but I am working on writing a cookbook on how I make cupcakes because people really like them.
Okay. Right. So it's saying I'm not officially a baker, you know?
Right. Exactly. I'm not what a baker is by definition. Okay.
Right.
Or necessarily would be another one.
Yeah. So how do you like this one, Lindsay? Do you say this?
Yeah. You want to say it?
Oh, no. I mean, like, do you use necessarily in your language?
Yeah. I use it more than per se.
Yeah. Me too. So how would you use this one?
So I don't need to go on a big trip this year necessarily. But I'd like to take a few weekend trips. You know,
okay.
Or it would be nice to get away.
Right. So you could say, you could change the word order on here. Sorry. That's what I was trying to show is that, I don't need to go on a big trip this year necessarily, but you could also say, I don't need to necessarily go on a big trip, right?
This is a good word. We should do another episode on necessarily.
Necessarily. Michelle. It's a tough one to say.
It's a tough one to say. It's a high level word, but it's extremely, I think it's very like useful. Could be used in a lot of situations, and it's very high level, guys. So it's going to help you connect. So we'll do a follow up episode on necessarily, right, Michelle?
Yes, I would. I will put that in the doc. Cool. And then with this one, which we kind of talked about a little bit, which was exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's exactly funny, but he makes me laugh from time to time.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could say, you know, I don't think he's funny per se.
Yeah.
Right. But mm-hmm. you could say, oh, I don't think he's exactly funny. How does this one sound to you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like it. It's conveying the same point, right? There's always a bunch of ways to say the same thing, and you guys don't want to repeat the same words. So try some of these as well.
Right. Yeah. So these are some good ones to add to your repertoire, but you could use per se as well. But I think, you know, I think especially necessarily and exactly are very common. And I don't think you have to worry about using them too much. Whereas by definition and per se are a little bit like fancy or a little bit more precise.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would think about it.
Okay. Love it. Let's do a role play, Michelle, to show our listeners how it's done. So what's going on here?
So, Lindsay, we are deciding we are in a new apartment. I don't know why. I make us roommates sometimes.
You do.
And we are deciding on a chair to buy for the new apartment.
Ooh, big decision. Okay. Yes. I think this recliner is amazing.
I think recliners aren't necessarily that comfortable, but they do look nice.
Oh, okay. Well, should we get a couch? It's not a chair per se, but if we get a small one or a lounge, that could be a good option.
Yeah, I don't know that a couch would fit exactly, but I do like the idea if we can find a spot.
Yeah, couches aren't quite small by definition, but we could get a smaller one to fill out the space.
Okay, great. That sounds good.
Shopping for an apartment. Oh boy.
Yes,
oh boy. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So let's go through it. So, first you suggested a recliner and I said, recliners are necessarily that comfortable. So I could have said are that comfortable per se, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But you use necessarily here instead. And then I use per se in the next one. I said, it's not a chair per se, but if we get a small one or a lounge, that could be a good option. So it's not exactly a chair, right?
this is funny.
Yeah.
Where did I come up with this?
I don't know.
sorry. I don't know. Then I said, I don't know that a this is making me laugh. I don't know that a couch would fit exactly, but I do like the idea if we can find a spot.
I feel like we're being kind of polite to each other.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're very polite. Yeah.
And then I said, yeah, couches aren't quite small by definition. It's just unlikely that we'd use all these in one
conversation. Right, right, yeah. We're trying to put a bunch in here, guys, so you can get the idea.
Yeah. Okay. So again, I said, yeah, couches aren't quite small by definition, but we could get a smaller one to fit in the space.
Okay, awesome. All right. Yeah. So I think that even though we wouldn't use these all together, they're, you know, all like kind of natural sounding words. And, so I think you should try and sprinkle them into your conversations and, you know, definitely think about the ones that we said you might want to use more frequently than others.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, per se, this is a nice one to be able to add to your repertoire, guys. I mean, you don't have to use it all the time.
No.
You know, again, like Michelle said, use the other ones we've taught you. We'll do a follow-up episode another day on necessarily.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it'll add to your own personal speaking style if you start using per se. It'll separate you from other English learners. That's for sure. For example, if you're taking the IELTS exam, that could be a way to push your score higher through vocabulary, right? An average student on the IELTS exam is going to get a 6 for vocabulary because they use the same words everyone else uses. But if you use things like per se, you know, you're going to look more towards that 7. Okay. If you guys want to learn more about IELTS, go to IELTS Energy Podcast. And that's me and Jessica over there 3 days a week teaching you IELTS.
Perfect. All right. Very nice. So let us know how it goes. Try it out. And yeah, this has been fun, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.